I'm Carl Pope. I'm the chairman of the Sierra Club.
Okay. Win, lose, or draw, what was at stake here?
America's clean energy future. This election has been about whether the oil industry, as Abraham Lincoln said, could fool all of the people all of the time. And I think this election is going to show that you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time, even if you're big oil and if you have megabucks to spend.
There were implications beyond California with this, right?
Oh, yes. This is about, no. These Texas oil companies didn't spend all this money in California because they cared so much about California. This was about the national landscape. It was about the future versus the past.
One got the sense, though, that the world was watching this.
At the end, yes, the world was watching, because it was about whether America can still lead, whether America can still be America. And we're fighting a battle. There are a great many people on this political landscape who want to take America back to the 18th century. I don't think that's where we want to go. I don't think that's where we're going to want to go, but I think that was in play in this election.
So assuming this goes as expected in the next few minutes, what signal does that send?
That once you create a clean energy economy, people will not let it go. That all we have to do, both in America and in the world, is get over that first hurdle.
Let's let the Harley guy get out of the way. Okay, I'm sorry, can you start that again?
Sorry.
Once
you create a clean energy future, people won't let go of it. That we have a little bump to get over. The bump that moves us from dependence on coal and oil, the fuels of the past, to performance and renewables, the fuels of the future. And once we get there, there's no turning back.
You considered this a pretty serious assault on that future, though.
It's not what I consider, it's what they consider. They were not spending millions of dollars to play games. They wanted to stop the future in its cradle. The future is not that easy to stop in its cradle.
And the opposition ended up marshaling three times as much money for the no side. What does that tell you?
It tells me that the future in California has arrived.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Have a good night.